comment within the 45-minute period. Also, you should not expect to hear any responses from members of the board, as this is our chance to listen to you and your concerns. So with this introduction, let's begin.
Thank you, Chairman Martinez. For this meeting, 122 people registered for the public comment period. We're down to 114. We're going to do the in-person commenters first and then go to the remote commenters. I know the Federal Register notice indicates the opportunity for public comment is comment on any item or subject listed on the board's agenda for the open session. First commenter is Emily Yen. Each commenter will be recognized for 25 seconds.
Hello, my name is Dr. Emily Yen. I'm from Charlottesville, Virginia. I urge you to provide more protection to letter carriers facing extreme heat. The heat and illness prevention plan is woefully insufficient, and a lot of workers are getting penalized for taking their legally mandated breaks. I also urge you to halt the consolidation of the S&D facility in Charlottesville, Virginia. It will greatly exasperate already existing traffic on Highway 29.
Krilkis Jovan, or Jovan Krilkis.
Cared about your employees, you would take a look at what's inside this envelope. This envelope contains information about a financial wellness benefit that also functions as a retention and recruitment tool that can save the Postal Service money by reducing all the costs associated with employee turnover. This benefit would not cost the Postal Service anything. It's 100% free, and the Postal Service would take on zero risk to offer this benefit. This envelope also has all my contact info, including my website, where you can schedule a call with the business development.
Krista Kunkel. Walker.
Was that 25 seconds?
William Burns.
I'm speaking on item 5 and 6 of the agenda, mail theft. I had 3 boxes, 2 of them made it, but 1 of them didn't. It was 2 foot by 2 foot by 2 foot, weighed 30 pounds. It must have gone out in somebody's back pocket. That's a problem. I also want to talk about other theft, like the theft of the post office. Your homework assignment, go to post office 9402. That was sold for $1.3 million, $20 a square foot for a fantastic building. 98402. Check that out. Thanks.
Melinda Morrell. Dharma Wilson.
Miriam Bell.
I'm Diana Klein, President of APWU Mid-Hudson Area Local in Newburgh, New York. I'm here to tell you how purposely and blatantly management is violating our contract and staff in the new spoke offices of SNDCs and ask why. In level 18 and 20 offices, management is accessing all the full-time regulars and placing them with 2 PTFs, which they have to hire. You're hiring PTFs, increasing PTF hours. This violates Article 7 and 12 of the contract, which states you have to maximize full-time regulars and reduce PTF hours when accessing. This does not improve customer service. I ask you, why are you doing it?
And Ben Morrell.
Dennis O'Neill.
Hey, Dennis. Yeah, you haven't given him 25 seconds.
APWU, where chaotic change within RPDC is happening. The average real delivery time for first class mail pieces in Charlotte, North Carolina is 7 to 30 days. Priority is 8 days. DeJoy failing America will devastate the 2024 U.S. elections process. Please make change and correct this error now.
Get ridded to joy, deliveringforamerica.com. Delivering the number for America.com. Sign the petition.
Timothy Jacobson.
On August 1st, Oshkosh, in its 8K report with the SEC, said tooling and factory build-out activities costs are greater than we anticipate, and costs and other challenges associated with recruitment and training a new workforce may be greater than we anticipate. We have warm, tooled factories with an already existed union workforce in Oshkosh, and we built the reputation it has today. We earned and deserve that work.
They speak each time.
I'm president of UAW Local 578 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm here once again to urge you to amend the NGDV contract with Oshkosh Defense. With the alternative vehicle replacement options that the USPS listed in the EIS, we believe that our voices have been heard on capping the production at 60,000 in option one. We encourage USPS to order the remainder of the vehicles to be commercial off the shelf and not a combination of the both, if you can't correct this wrong.
Union only.
Melvin Seneca.
Wasteful spending at S&DC is a shiny new case or a new coat of paint will not solve the systematic problems of the USPS, such as high employee turnover, excessive overtime, abusive management, burnout, and longer delivery standards. Putting lipstick on this pig is not solving the problem, but further hurting the trusted USPS brand, American people, and USPS employees. We need real solutions, not spendthrift, aimless band-aids. Thank you.
Turning to the remote commenters, Barbara Bridges.
I'm a custodian, APW 692, and I'm calling on the Board of Governors to remove the Postmaster General due to his financial and political conflicts of interest. We saw in 2020 he tried to implement changes that were nothing short of voter suppression. So please, you swore an oath to defend the Constitution. Get rid of this guy and restore service standards before the next election.
Ding, 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 ding. And like new, USPS.com. Sign the petitions. Get him gone.
Isaiah Wells. Dale Alexander. Nancy Kleinmeier.
Unmute your mic if you have one. Sounds like she's there. Nancy Klein.
Ms. Kleinmeier, I'm going to move on to the next person.
Meyer.
Harry Myers. Ronnie Johnson.
If Frank has technical difficulty, I'm going to faint.
Ruth Porter.
Can't keep up.